Fania. Good evening, everybody, and holla, holla, holla. This is your man, Smooth Jazz Mike, and I'm here to talk about the WWE Hall of Fame. You'll have to excuse my sexy voice. You see, my wife is sleeping about 15 feet away from me through a door, and I do not want to wake her up. All of a sudden, I've got a southern accent, too. I'm not quite sure how that happened. But anyway, folks, I just got finished watching the 2017 WWE Hall of Fame induction, and as promised, part of WrestleFania week, I'm here to talk about it. I have to say, it was a long night. It's already after midnight. It's technically Saturday. It's technically April, and there's snow on the ground, so that technically sucks. I actually watched pretty much the entire thing, from pre-show at 7 to just about midnight. I fell asleep somewhere along the lines of Teddy Long and woke up with John Cena talking. But I didn't miss Kurt Angle, and I didn't miss Rick Rude, and I didn't miss Dallas Page. Well, how could I miss him? He was first. But I'm not the only host of this show. There's another person who is part of the show, and I have to be honest, I'm not even going to play it. What do you think of that? Yeah. No, I can't do that. I don't want to play it. You don't want to hear it. But I'm not even going to listen to it, so I can't react to it because it's too late for me to care that much. So because I don't want to be in violation of our contract, well, here you go.
Hello and welcome to WrestleFania, the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. I am your host, your only host, the host with the most, the greatest heel on Twitter and in podcast history. I am Brandon. You can follow me on the Twitter at WrestleBrand. And I just want to say, even though I am a heel, that I love you, the WrestleBrand universe. All my fans worldwide, you make life grand. But another thing that makes life grand is WrestleMania weekend. This is the start. This is Friday. Tonight is the WWE Hall of Fame. And full disclosure, yes, Mike, I am recording this before the Hall of Fame, but there's a reason why, and the reason is because I want to give everybody who's listening, aka the WrestleBrand universe, a sneak preview at a very special inductee. Before I get to that very special inductee, though, let me go through the inductees who have been announced officially by World Wrestling Entertainment. We have Eric LeGrand receiving the 2017 Warrior Award. I think this is a great choice. I heard some people bitching about it on Twitter once, and I was like, seriously? I think it's so petty for anybody to bitch about who receives the Warrior Award. Give me a break. He is more than worthy of earning that award. I think in general, this is a very, very solid Hall of Fame class. You have Theodore Long, which to newer fans might seem sort of strange, but Theodore Long has been in the industry for a very long time. He was a referee, he was a manager, and of course, perhaps most famously, the SmackDown general manager for many, many years. And he goes all the way back to the old days of World Championship Wrestling. WCW, the W of C of W, the World of Championship of Wrestling. And now I'm just saying random shit because that is what I do sometimes, mother truckers. So definitely a worthy inductee. Beth Phoenix, again, perhaps some people might question this one, but every year now they are inducting a woman, it seems, and I'm completely fine with that. And yes, a solid argument could be made that there are women not in the Hall of Fame that should have been in before Beth Phoenix. China, for example. Even a Sable. But all that aside, Beth Phoenix is a worthy inductee. She carried the women's division for a period of time, a decent period of time. And during the year she did, there was not a lot of bright spots in the women division. But she was a bright spot. She could actually work and get it done in the ring and had a connection with the audience. And then we have four amazing inductees. Diamond Dallas Page. I mean, a true legend of the business. Again, started off as a manager. Decided to break into pro wrestling when he was way too old to do so. Like, I think he was like 40 years old. And not only did he do it at that age, but he succeeded and surpassed every expectation. I mean, the man became WCW World Champion. And besides all that, he seems like a genuine saint outside the ring. Literally saving the lives of Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall. I mean, for that alone, he should be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. But his in-ring accomplishments are definitely Hall of Fame worthy. The Rock and Roll Express, one of the greatest tag teams in professional wrestling history. This one is long overdue. And the best part, in my opinion, is that they are being inducted by Jim Cornette. So, for those of you who do not know, not only do they have a long storied history together, but Jim Cornette and the WWE have a lot of differences that have been made very public, especially by Cornette. And now, the WWE is giving him a live microphone. Even all differences aside, Jim Cornette is known for speaking his mind and saying what he wants, sort of like a Paul Heyman. So giving him a microphone, especially live, unedited, is always going to be entertaining. I think this could easily be the best induction of the night. But we are not through yet. Ravishing Rick Rude also being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Again, another one that is long overdue. Hall of Fame career, Intercontinental Champion, high profile rivalries with the likes of the Ultimate Warrior. Great worker in the ring. Great gimmick. Super over with the fans. Definitely Hall of Fame worthy. And last but not least, the main event of the Hall of Fame, if you will. Kurt Angle. It's true. It's damn true. Kurt Angle is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. One of my all-time favorite WWE superstars. And I like everybody else, am hoping that this leads to future matches. Maybe he can have a Sting-type schedule or a Goldberg-type schedule. Please, I want to see Kurt Angle in WWE ring at least one more time. So that's my little preview of the Hall of Fame. Of course, now I have to talk about the inductee that has not been officially announced by the WWE yet. This is an inductee that's actually being inducted into the celebrity wing. You know him as at WrestleBrand on Twitter. I know him as me. That is right, everybody. I am officially a WWE Hall of Famer after tonight. I am in Orlando, Florida as we speak. And I am standing outside the venue, eagerly awaiting my phone call from Mr. McMahon saying, "Hey, kid, come in here and get inducted into the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame." So as a sneak preview, I want to give all of you in the WrestleBrand universe the first opportunity to hear my induction speech. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great, great honor. I want to, first of all, thank my Lord and Savior, Satan. I also want to thank my number one fan, the number one member of the WrestleBrand universe, Mr. Gary, at FarmTile38 on Twitter. I want to thank my brother, Joe, at NHPunk on Twitter. I want to thank Twitter. Twitter was not invented at WrestleBrand, would have never existed. And I would not be standing on the stage in Orlando, Florida, on March 31st, 2017, being inducted into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame. It's amazing looking out into the crowd and seeing Shawn Michaels, Daniel Bryan, the McMahon family. Oh, and look, Christy Hemme. Candice Michelle, the great woman wrestlers of yesteryear. I just want to make this short and sweet. And I'm going to conclude with this. There's only one person I do not want to thank. He goes by the name of at WrestleWatcher on Twitter. His real name is Mike, and he tries to hold me down, makes fun of me, teases me. When I carry the WrestleFania podcast, when I made him who he is on Twitter, he's a cheater, he's a liar, he's a no good son bitch. And I hate him. I hate him with every bone in my body. Mike, suck it. I think that's a great induction speech. You'll be hearing it later tonight on the WWE Network, but that is the first time I've ever shared that speech publicly. So you heard it here first on WrestleFania Week. Until tomorrow, when we talk NXT TakeOver Orlando, peace.
Full disclosure, I have no idea what he said. I didn't listen to it. It's 10 past midnight. What do you want from me? I'm going to do what I came here to do, and I'll listen to it later when I put the show up. But until then, you're going to have to bear with that annoying voice. What a difference in contrast. I can barely talk, and he's got this high, "Hello and welcome," because that's what we want to hear at midnight. Look, what am I going to talk about? The pre-show is exactly what you think it is. It's got Byron Saxton. It's got the lovely Maria Menounos. And it's got, was it Kathy Kelly and Renee Young? I just love that Maria Menounos loves wrestling. And that's all I'll say about the pre-show. The main show kicked off with Diamond Dallas Page. And to me, it's going to be super quick. So bear with me. I've said that 10 times. I wasn't a WCW guy, but everybody knows who Dallas Page is, and he just seems like a genuine guy, seems like a good guy, a nice guy, seems like a quality guy, and that's how his speech came off, that's how Bischoff came off talking about him. It just, everything was cool, and it just, he seemed like one of those guys from that era who definitely deserved it, and I'm glad he got in. That was great. The next guy to get in was Rick Rude, posthumously. Obviously, Rick Rude passed away many, many years ago, but he got inducted in by Ricky Steamboat. Talked a lot about how strong Rick was, and talked a lot about, you know, technical things like ring stuff, match stuff, which was kind of interesting to me. After, you know, Steamboat's speech, one of Rick's sons, his daughter, and his wife came out, and his son, to me, was, like, awesome. He came out there, and he basically said, you know, to pay tribute to his dad, he told everybody there to shut their mouths, and just basically did the Rick Rude speech. I don't remember what it was, because I'm dumb, and it's late. The kid was like, I say kid, you know, he was well-spoken, a big, big guy. He just looked like he should be a wrestler, but he's a business owner of some side. He's got a pretty good-looking daughter, too, that the crowd let know happen, and I didn't realize Rick Rude also had a son who passed away last year in a motorcycle accident, or I think it was a motorcycle accident. That was sad to see. But it was a nice little speech. It was just perfectly well done and well-deserved and long overdue. Up next was the Rock and Roll Express. Now, I don't know anything about these guys. This is about the time my dog needed to go out like two or three times in a row. But the Jim Cornette interview or speech I thought was really cool. He was great. I just like listening to him. Very interesting, like hearing about the old days. I have to admit, I did fast forward through some of the Rock and Roll Express. Look, I couldn't tell you who these guys were 5 days ago. I didn't know that they came first or second next to the Midnight Express. It's just not my era. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I know who these guys are. But, I knew who they were, but not like that I can talk about it. And okay, I gotta be honest. The Celtics were finishing up then, so I was going back and forth here. Look, Brandon's gonna make fun of me tomorrow. My voice is awful. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But I'm here, and I watched it. He didn't, so he can suck it. Beth Phoenix. Okay. I was gonna say this was the one that I didn't care about. Watched the last 2 minutes of the Celtics. Went back over. Watched the Beth Phoenix speech. And I thought it was nice. I actually thought she did it. She gave a nice, just a genuine speech. And it was a really cool moment where Tony Chimmel came out and put over Edge, who's Beth Phoenix's husband. So he got a nice cheer, too. Okay, then. Are we really here? Okay. This list is awfully not right. It's obviously not right. Eric LeGrand, I think he was next. Please forgive me if I'm wrong. Eric LeGrand got the Warrior Trophy. And I thought his speech was great. I mean, the guy, he's doing public speaking now. He's very inspiring. Speech was really cool. Talked about how much, you know, just talked about his story a bit. Brought in wrestling. Talked about what he's fighting for, what he's working on. Really nice job. And I thought Warrior's widow gave a pretty nice speech too, to open it up. And, you know, she gets to do that every, she gets to do that every year, like lucky her, but you know, she's good at it. She's getting good at it, or I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, Eric LeGrand, really, really cool speech. Congratulations to him. Much deserved. Okay. Holla, holla, holla. Look, I'm going to be completely honest. I feel like that I know very little about Teddy Long, except, you know, the stuff that they said tonight was like, most of it I'm seeing for the first time. I knew he was a ref, I knew he was a manager, and I knew he was the SmackDown general manager, but I don't even think, I might have not even been watching SmackDown when he was the GM, so I'm really, look, man, I'm awful. I thought JBL and, I want to call him Farouk. Ron Simmons gave a fun little speech. And Teddy Long was fun too. And you could tell he knew how to command a room. But the highlight of the night, the big highlight of the night, and of course I fell asleep during Teddy Long, so let's be honest. The highlight of the night for everybody, for me, and for everybody, was Kurt Angle. And thankfully, you know, not that I couldn't go back and watch it, but thankfully I did not stay asleep. I woke up in the middle of Cena talking about Angle and was lucky enough to be able to see his speech, and it was great. He just looked like he was having a friggin' ball up there. Going over all his highlights, going over how he got into the business, going over basically, even with props, he brought out the cowboy hat, he brought out the wig, and most importantly, he brought out the milk, and that's how he ended the night. And the great thing is Kurt Angle's back. He's back in the WWE, and that wasn't the end. Okay, you think of a Hall of Fame as an end of a career. It's just a mark, and this is really the beginning of the next stage, whatever that is. If he has a match, if he's a GM, if he's just, you know, some kind of on-camera presence, we are going to see him again. And it was cool when he referenced the Hardys and the whole crowd, delete, delete, delete. So, I don't know if that means anything. Well, obviously it doesn't mean anything, but hopefully, look, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I am going to say I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I can't even catch my breath. I'm talking so quietly. I'm very tired. I'm yawning. And, I've already gone way too long than I thought I would. This was. I don't think I'm going to do five nights of podcasting next year. But we will be back tomorrow at WrestleBrand and at WrestleWatcher. We will both be watching NXT TakeOver Orlando. I assume he'll be watching it live. You never know. And I have no idea when he's going to send me his audio. So, you know, you'll be as surprised as I am to what he says. And here's the funny thing. You're hearing this right now. I don't even know if I've listened to Brandon yet. You may have listened to him before I have. I got to go back and hear it because I don't know what the hell he said. Look, now it's just you and me and the microphone. And I feel like I just ramble on for hours and not even talk about wrestling. And wake up and all of a sudden it's a 3-hour show. I've told you about everything. My dreams. My nightmares. And this is where I say, holy shit, I still have to turn this into a pod, a blog, put it up. Yeah. I was saying it's snowing here in April. It fucking sucks, man. Brandon's coming up from Brooklyn. It's like a 5-6 hour drive. And he's going to be up here in a couple weeks for Easter. But, you know, he comes up for WrestleMania. So he was supposed to come up tomorrow. Now, I don't know if he's coming up tomorrow, if he's coming up on Sunday, but he's still coming, that son of a bitch. He still better get here, because we are going to be live on YouTube. Okay? Fuck Facebook Live, fuck Periscope. We're going to be on YouTube, okay? You can find us on YouTube, Fans Not Experts. If you just go to fansnotexperts.com, there's a link to our YouTube in the top right, in the little icons up there. And please subscribe. Well, if you follow Fans Not Experts on Twitter, please subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see right when we're live at 4 p.m. on Sunday. and I will have more energy and probably not just as much nonsense to say. But yeah, I'm done. Good night. And congratulations to the 2017 Hall of Fame class.
Fans Not Experts.